today a lot about qualification for finals and how things are going to go, and that has happened. Mark English has come back into the fray after what would have been a disappointing night for him in the Morton Games when he had to drop out of the race. And he has won his heat at 155, so that sets him a tactical race, obviously, and a heat race and a championship. No times really as important as it would be in a different type of race, but it sets him up nicely for the 800 metres final tomorrow, and let's see what kind of shape he's in when that happens. And Darren McBrady back in competitive athletics again. Darren kind of dropped out of it for a bit there, and he's been working away, and the Kenny athlete, he's back in business, and he won his 1500 metres heat. So it'll be interesting just to observe how far along the road to competitive athletics he has come tomorrow when we get to the final of the 1500 metres. And there's been a medal as well, a medal for Anne-Marie McGlynn on the 5000 metres. She went with the flow early on with Heaslip and Mitchell, the Belfast girl, and stayed with it for quite a while, but then had to drop off it, and sensibly dropped off it because the pace was just driving on too much for her at this moment in time. And but she went back to the pack, and she really stayed in the race and got herself a bronze medal. So well done to her. And she's had a long and varied and successful career, and this just adds to that with a bronze medal performance. There's three girls in the 400 metres final tomorrow, 400 metres hurdles final tomorrow. There's Arlene Crossan from Glen Valley, and there's the two Tyrconnell girls, Kate McGowan and Kelly McGrory. Now, Kelly McGrory was the fastest of them in the heats, and the first heat was won in and around 61, and Kelly is in and around 62, and the heats today, if we're to kind of gauge by the heat size, Arlene Crossan on a 64, and Kate McGowan on 65, but it's all to play for tomorrow in the final, and Donegal, three people in that final, so that's exciting in itself, and let's see how they stage up in terms of ranking tomorrow, so we'll look forward to that. And also pretty early today as well, we had Brendan O'Donnell, and he finished fourth in the Hammer, Brendan from Lifford Strabane, and also fourth today in the final of the steeplechase, Christopher Johnson, in a time of about 9:33 or something like that. And Kieran Doherty was just behind him a couple of places. Kieran has been a competitor in the steeplechase at national championship level, so very good to him. His wife Teresa was running today in the 5,000 metres. I'd say she wouldn't be all that happy with her return today, and just one of those days maybe, but she just didn't come up to her normal the calibre that she is as an athlete, and she may be disappointed. Conditions are not great. It's been wet. It's been quite a few downpours, and it's just a complete change in terms of weather conditions from what we've been used to for the last couple of months. So that was that. And also Nikita Burr from Letter Kenny was in the 5,000 metres, but that didn't work for her either. She dropped out after about maybe three or four laps. So that's pretty much it. So two finals, 800 metres final there tomorrow for Mark, 1,500 metres final for Darren. There's Summer Leckie, of course, defending her high jump title tomorrow. That event's on tomorrow. And we also have the three girls in the 400 metre hurdles and two middle distance races. So a few things to look forward to tomorrow, and James Kelly's in the shot. So we'll see how all that goes tomorrow.